Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM on a Thursday afternoon, and I'm pleased to welcome my guest. Now, next week is Guide Dogs Week, and on Thursday the 11th of October, there's a coffee morning in aid of the guide dogs at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, Mount Avenue in Shenfield. And joining me now is the organiser of that event and a lady who does a lot of good work for the guide dogs. It's Brenda Weaver. Hi, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good to
listeners.
See you. Yeah, good to see you again, and thanks for bringing a guest with you.
We've bought Guide Dog Aero. He was Guide Dog Aero last year, but this year he's retired Guide Dog Aero now. Been retired off over the last few weeks as his owner due to ill health with the owner.
Aero
has now been adopted by me and he's now my pet.
Lovely. Well, he's an absolutely lovely boy. I remember this time last year you brought him in when he was still working, and the first thing he did was give me a great big kiss and I've had another one today, so it's brilliant. Absolutely, he's lovely. Now, we spoke about this time last year about your 2017 coffee morning. How did it go last year?
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. We raised nearly 2,800 at the coffee morning.
Amazing.
Which was wonderful. Had a lot of local support from the community, and also guide dog owners and puppy walkers came along. So we're hoping for another good event this year.
Yeah, very good. That's an excellent amount of money. So remind us again about your involvement with the guide dogs. I know you're a puppy walker and a fundraiser. So tell us a bit about what all that involves.
As a puppy walker, we have our puppies from 7 weeks of age up to about 14, 15 months. Our main role is socialising them, getting them out in the big wide world, showing them things. We're on buses, trains, shops and theatres and restaurants, so I'm probably seen a lot with a puppy in the local area.
Yeah, you're getting them used to the big wide world.
We're getting used to the big wide world, we are.
Yeah, brilliant. And I know you've been out doing some collecting for the guide dogs. Do you usually get a good response from the public?
Yeah. We do. It's getting harder on collections now because, like myself, sometimes I only carry a card and we haven't got a lot of loose change in our pockets.
Yeah, right.
But for the people who do support, we love that. And a lot of people are now sponsoring our puppies online and things, so as long as we're getting support in other ways, it doesn't really matter.
Right, okay.
So, but it's always good to be out there talking to the general public about the work we do.
Absolutely, spreading the word. Yeah, but I'd never thought about that before. Yeah, but less people carry less and less cash nowadays, don't they? Yeah, interesting. Now, as well as all that, you also kind of look after dogs. Would it be accurate to say that sometimes your home is like a hotel for guide dogs?
It is like a hotel for guide dogs. We've got Aero here today with us, but we've also got at home a guide dog on holiday.
Right.
Guide dog Tail is with us. And we've also got a little trainee guide dog who's just in our last bit of training.
Oh, lovely.
Kathy. Yeah. So there's three of them at home this week. But, you know, sometimes there's three, sometimes there's one.
Yeah.
So, but it is, it's a revolving door. One goes in and one comes out. So,
and they all seem to love you.
They do. It's very nice at Hotel Weaver.
Yeah, very good. I might come and stay myself one day if that's all right. Now, guide dogs, they do an absolutely amazing job for their owners beyond what most people really appreciate. Some of the things that they kind of look out for, I think we said before, they kind of look at gaps in between cars and the pavement and all that kind of thing, and they'll actually stop their owner if they're too tall to go under something.
That's
something
right.
Like that. Most of them seem to be Labradors. What is it about the breed that seems to make them most suitable for the job?
The most common guide dog you will see on our street will be the Labrador cross Golden Retriever.
Oh, okay.
So they're the crossbreed, and you've got the best of the Labrador saying, "Let me at everything now,"
right.
And you've got the Retriever going, "Well, let's think about it first."
Okay.
So that's the most common breed they will use. We do use pure Labradors and pure Golden Retrievers.
Right.
We've got German Shepherds now.
Okay.
Labradoodles for guide dog owners who have got allergies because they're not supposed to molt.
That's interesting.
And we're also mixing our Shepherds with our Labradors and Retrievers now. So there's quite a mix now, but the most common is the crossbreed, the Lab Retriever.
Well, there's probably quite a bit of science behind all that.
Oh, yes.
There?
Our breeding centre, which is up in Warwickshire, is highly known. You know, a lot of our dogs go out to the other assistance charities and things, the stud dogs and things.
Okay.
So, you know, it's... it's very scientific now, who they put with who, you know, temperament wise and height wise and things like that. So it's all looked at.
Well, a lot more to it than you realise.
There is.
Yeah. And as we said earlier, you've brought Aero with you today. Did he start with you as a puppy?
He did. Aero was my 11th puppy for guide dogs. Right. He was with me for 14 months and then he left, and he worked for 4 years successfully with his owner.
Yeah.
Until his owner had a bit of poor health last year.
Right.
Where Aero came back to us and was waiting to go back home.
Right.
And we kept his skills up for the year. But guide dogs decided that the gentleman wasn't really fit, and it wouldn't be fair on Aero to go back after a year working.
And it must be nice for him. It's like coming back home.
It's home. He's done full circle, and we're pleased to have him.
He remembers you and knows.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's only 6 and a half, but they wouldn't put Aero with another owner because he would have bonded too much with the last one.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't work for anyone else, really.
Well, he's absolutely lovely. So if you ever want to go on holiday,
you'll have him.
I'm only in Billericay, so yeah.
There we go, Aero, new home.
That's it. Anyway, let's talk about what it's all about, your coffee morning next Thursday. First of all, remind us where it is and what time it's being held.
Yeah, the coffee morning is at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suites at Shenfield. And a big thank you to the management there have been very good to us over the last 6 years, giving us the hall for nothing.
Yeah,
so that's
fantastic.
A real plug for them.
Lovely.
It starts at 10:30 to 1 o'clock.
Right.
Our sponsors are Parry Cohen, the local independent estate agents.
Oh,
they are very
nice.
Good to us as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of new things this year. We've got different stalls in. A fudge lady is coming.
Ooh.
Loads of different stalls this year, some new ones. There'll be a raffle. There's Christmas cards, guide dog Christmas cards, calendars, and lots of puppies there and guide dogs and retired guide dogs to see.
Oh, that'll get the crowds in.
The mayor is coming as well.
Really?
So the mayor will be with us in the morning.
You're quite an organiser, aren't you?
I do like to organise. It's our one big event of the year,
yeah.
And we like to get the local community involved and come along and enjoy the event. There's no pressure. We're not wanting you to put money in a pot or sign up for anything.
No.
Come in, have a nice cup of tea, a homemade cake, and just spend a bit of time with us. That's all we need.
That sounds lovely. And you're quite a trooper yourself. I'm sure you won't mind me saying you've had a little procedure carried out on your eye
today.
This morning.
Yeah, this morning on my eye. But I'm here a bit battered and bruised, but I'm okay.
well done. That's brilliant. I mean, you've mentioned a local business that's helped you. Do you get a lot of support from local businesses?
Local businesses, we'd like more.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody else who's listening, local businesses, would like to contact me and just want one of our pots for Guide Dog Week, to put some money in, we're quite happy to bring a pot down or anything. Or if any businesses would like to come and join us on the day.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, well, that's brilliant. Thank you for all your great work, Brenda, and for coming in on probably a difficult day for you today. But I hope the coffee morning is a great success. I'm going to try and pop in next week. Can't promise, but I will try. And I hope you raise lots of lovely money for the guide dogs. Just a reminder then, it's next Thursday, the 11th of October, from 10:30 to 1 p.m. It's a coffee morning in aid of the guide dogs at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, Mount Avenue in Shenfield. Go along and support the local guide dogs for tea and coffee, fresh cakes, handmade crafts, Christmas cards and gifts, a raffle and tombola. Now, these cakes, is it a bit like Bake Off where people are sort of competing with each other to make the best cake?
We have a lot of people who will bring a cake along and they do all look very nice. They are very nice homemade cakes. So I thank all my bakers who bring their cakes along.
That's brilliant. There's no judging, though.
No judging whatsoever. Just eat. You can judge yourself.
All right, Brenda. Thanks ever so much, and good luck for next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob and Phoenix, for having us again.
You're welcome.